In general, for all the exams in my history courses, there are no specific dates on which you need to take an exam, but you should try to take an exam when it comes up in the course schedule of assignments. You can be flexible in scheduling an exam so that it best fits into your work schedule, with the only real exception to this being in History 135, when you need to finish the midterm exam before you can continue with the second part of the course. Another point to remember is that if you are going to apply for an incomplete in any one of the courses, you need to have completed the midterm exam before your end of enrollment date. All of the exams in my history classes consist of a combination of the following sections: map quiz, short identifications, timeline, surprise question, and essay. There are different combinations of these for the different exams, with the specific details in the course web pages. Since you have all the exam details, including the topic of the essay question ahead of time, you should be prepared for an exam when you go to a campus testing center to take the exam. You can take an exam at any one of the testing labs at the college, and please be aware that the labs all have slightly different hours of operation, so you should call ahead of time to the actual testing center of your choice so that you ensure that you will have enough time to actually take the exam and complete it, even though there is no time limit on any of the history exams. Please be aware that you cannot use any notes or dictionaries, etc., nor can you use a computer when you take the exam in the testing lab. When you are ready to take an exam, print out the appropriate test pass from the course website and take that pass along with photo identification to the testing center. Once you have received a copy of the exam, please make sure that the exam code on the exam pass matches exactly the code on the exam. I do not want you taking the wrong exam. Please also make sure that your exam copy has a complete blank map for the map quiz. Once you have completed the exam, the testing center will forward it to me for grading. I will return graded copies of the midterm exam to you, while graded final exams remain on file at the Eli office. Finally, if for some reason you cannot reach one of the college's 5 testing centers, there is a provision for proctored examinations. Please see the details on the appropriate course webpage.